You've had your share of theater work, and you're also doing cabaret shows now. I loved reading about your cabaret show at, is it 54 Below? Is that what Studio 54 is now?
Yeah, right. It's actually below Studio 54. It's the basement space. It's a cabaret space that's quite new in New York. It's just a few years old, but it's fabulous. It's built just for cabaret. And there's a bunch of, you know, leather booths and little tables and, a very small stage. But they invited me to do four nights. And they said, you're welcome to come and do your act. And I said, I don't have an act. I will get an act. So I committed to four nights, and I started, set about creating an act for myself and my friend Kate Flannery, who plays Meredith the Drunk on The Office.
Yes.
A friend of mine for years. Wonderful singer. She and I kind of put some duets together, and she joins me for part of the show. And you know, she was wonderful to do it with me at 54 Below, and then we said, let's take this on the road. She was wonderful enough to agree to come with us, so she'll be there with us.
And what can we look forward to in Atlanta?
Well, it's an hour long, and you won't know what hit you, because it goes by fast. There's a lot of music. Hopefully you'll be laughing your butt off at my hilarious patter. Kate is fantastic. We have a five-piece band that is so remarkable, so musically wonderful, and the nicest guys in the world, too. It's called the Tony Guerrero Quintet. And my friend Tim Davis, who's a wonderful crooner, and he arranged all of the vocals on Glee, is traveling with us. He's opening for us with the Tony Guerrero Quintet. And he's also coming back on stage with myself and Kate. And we're doing some three-part harmony together at certain points in the show. Like I said, it kind of flies by. It's a lot of fun. And it so far has just, you know, we've had two really good shows. And we're so excited to come to this.
Glee has been so phenomenal, and I was wondering if you have gotten personal letters, emails, tributes, you know, from kids who've talked about seeing themselves or transformative moments. Have you received your share of those since the show began?
I sure have.
What's that like?
Kids love this show because it tells the kids that it's okay to be whoever you are, and that thing that you've been hiding deep down inside, whether it's because you're gay or you're goth or you think you're not smart enough, you think you're not pretty enough, whatever it is, deep down inside that you're hiding and you're afraid other people are going to see, they say, hey, we see you and we think you're wonderful. And that choir room is a place where kids get to go and be who they are and know that they're loved. And it's outside of the choir room that becomes like the challenging place to be. But you're able to go out there and you know, walk the halls of the high school knowing that you are loved and bringing that love, you know, with you wherever you go. And I think that that's kind of what we, even as adults, need to know, is that we're loved somewhere. Mm. And then when you are, you have that confidence to walk through the world and spread the love, you know, out in the world so that it becomes a much better place to live. I know it sounds simplistic and idealistic, but, I mean, that's really what it's about. And I think that Ryan Murphy really nailed it with this show.
Really?
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight.
Did you have something the equivalent growing up? Did you have a wonderful...
No, I didn't. You know, there really wasn't anything like Glee, and I sure as heck would have loved, you know, to have something like that. And even before that, like the Mickey Mouse Club, you know, kids would watch that. Any place where you could watch other kids, but no one ever talked about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever talked about what was really going on. And that's why I think Glee has been so wonderful and why adults watch it as well.
Indeed.
And well, then add music to that, and it's just crazy. You know, people respond to music so much. I think music just really reaches our soul in a way that other mediums just don't.
You are preaching to the saved here. I would not be able to let you go until telling you that Best in Show was simply one of the best movies ever. All of the Christopher Guest films are fantastic. Were those movies as much fun to make as they are to watch?
They were really fun to make. And what's great about them is that Chris really doesn't direct us, Chris Guest. He doesn't really direct us. He really trusts the choices that he makes in casting. And he gives you a really good backstory. He gives you some really good gems. And then you show up a couple of months later and just play.
If we could get this picture of the dog and maybe one of these in here.
Oh, my gosh, it's been a year. So much has happened. Oh, my gosh. Well, we didn't win at Mayflower. Mm-mm. Which is surreal and was extremely disturbing.
It was so not right.
It was devastating. But the silver lining of this cloud, of course, is that, you know, it brought us to a new level in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what anybody else is going to do, and the cameras roll. We shoot them fast, but they're the longest takes you've ever encountered. Keep the cameras roll, and then we're done. And he, you know, it only takes a month to shoot these things. And he's the guy who goes off into the editing room for a year sometimes to put it together. But it's a party for us. It's a lot of fun. We're always nervous because the movie before was always like a hit, and you want to be, it's good this time, but you kind of just end up letting that go and having fun.
That is so great to know because, that's part of your art is making it seem easy and seem like you're having fun. But, acting can be grueling work, but there's something in those guest movies that it just looks like you are having fun. And that comes through.
It's joyful. Indeed, it's a joyful time.
Well, I know you will continue to bring joy to who knows how many. Who can count your fans?
And who can count the joy I bring to people? Who can count that?
We're going to count probably about 1,700 seats in Symphony Hall in Atlanta. Jane Lynch, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lois. I appreciate it.